Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
This is Donna Sebo. The producer, quote-unquote, screwed up. That's what he wanted me to say. Something happened here where we just got a lot of noise all of a sudden. We have today on the Mind Power Show a real, real special guest. We are talking today with Jane Lyle, who is up in the wee hours of night because she's graciously contented to give an interview. And I want to welcome you to the show, Jane.
Thank you, Donna.
I'm so pleased with your being up. What time is it? 11 o'clock midnight in London?
It's just after 11, so it's not too bad.
It's not too bad. You've already sold you. Well, this show is all about empowering people. And when I received your material on the Cup of Destiny, one, I was so impressed with this elegant package that has within this very, very nice square box, exquisite scarlet red satin, in which is seated this delightful set of a cup and saucer. And the saucer, as well as the cup, is loaded with all kinds of symbols, and with it is a delightful little book called The Cup of Destiny. And, Jane, this is so fascinating to me because my first experience with anything close to tea leaf reading, was done by a Scottish lady for me. I think I was 17 years old at the time.
Oh.
And she was a lady who was at least 6'2", and she had this presence about herself that was very grandmotherly. And, of course, she had this gray white hair that went with this essence that just oozed out of her. She was such a sweetheart. I absolutely loved her. And was as sincere as she could be, but I have to chuckle because I knew most of the stuff she was telling me because she wanted me to be happy, not because it was what she really saw.
That's very sweet.
But
that's
she was
very
a love.
Sweet.
She was a love. Now, your package here, I think, would make a great gift for somebody. It would be something that is great for any party. It would be terrific just to use personally. But it's so exquisitely done. So I had to compliment you on that right off the bat. But I want to know a little bit about you, because this book that you have, which is so convenient, it goes into all kinds of details, which we will cover. But how did you get involved in this? Were your mother and grandmother, or was this a tradition in the family? What caused this interest to evolve to this point where such a lovely package developed?
Yes, it was my grandmother. When I was very small, she, and then my mother did it as well, but my grandmother, on Sunday afternoons, we used to always go there for tea, and she would send the men out of the room, because it was a woman's thing, is what she said. And she would teach me, she taught me from the age of about six, really, how to look into the cup, how to, you know, basically relax, see the symbols, make a story, weave a story from them, and see what was coming. And then my mother continued it, and I continued it myself, and I spent some time in Greece when I was very young, and a young woman, you know, 17, 18. And there they read the coffee grounds, so which was very similar. So I got into that as well. And so I guess it's a combination of family, really, mainly, and then my own interest.
Now, you and the book that goes with this beautiful package, you say that it is a wonderful way to rediscover, and I'm quoting it exactly from your book, to rediscover and reawaken a submerged part of ourselves.
Yeah.
How do you relate intuition and the imagery that's associated with the tea leaf reading, the coffee readings, etc.?
Well, it's, a number of famous artists have commented on this as well as spiritual people. If you gaze at something, which can be also, a technique in meditation, you stop seeing the thing as, I'm looking at a flower, and for example, and you start to, your mind, your intuition is allowed to surface, because, what really prevents intuition from surfacing with most people is your conscious mind going, la la la, I must go to the shops, and I must tell somebody to do this, and so on and so forth. And once you clear that chatter away, which you can do by gazing at something like the tea leaves or, a beautiful sunset or something, you free up your creative, intuitive side. And those two things are very closely connected in everybody. So even if you're not an artist, we are all creative. You only have to look at a bunch of little kids, 3 or 4, mm-hmm. messing around to see how creative once upon a time all of us were. And that's inside you as an adult. It doesn't matter if you're 85 years old. You've still got that. And I think it's really important for, apart from looking into the future or divining things, it's very important for one's well-being and happiness to connect with that part of ourselves.
When you mention
that...
this
is just one technique.
Yes, and I think that this is very good to have as a relationship with this, because it allows you to unlock a door in your mind. You're not trying to make anything. There was an exercise when I was in junior high that a teacher did with us, and he said, I want you to put your hand over your eyes, and we had a big piece of paper in front of us, and he said, take your pencil, and I just want you to draw patterns on the paper. I don't want you to try to control anything. You just do this. And so we all did. We covered our eyes with our left hands, and or vice versa if we were left-handed. And then we just drew and squiggled on this piece of paper that was in front of us.
Fantastic.
And he said, now, I want you to take your hand away, and then I want you to fill in the spaces. Tell me what you see in that drawing. And I used to love that exercise. I just absolutely loved it. And it
was
amazing.
What a wonderful teacher.
Yes. This gentleman had a fabulous way, and he said, this is what you can do. This is how you can stretch yourself. And just what you said just a moment ago triggered that memory in me. And I thought, wow, that's pretty much what a teacher was doing without knowing what he was doing, really. I don't think he truly, really understood what he was doing in the sense that we would today. But it was a way of activating that creative self.
Exactly. And from the creative self comes the intuition. And if you, let's say, you read the cup for yourself, you gaze at the patterns created by the tea leaves. And when you first look at them, most people will say, well, I can't see anything, it's just sort of a bunch of leaves,
mm-hmm.
and some of them around the rim and some of them at the bottom. And it's meaningless, da 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 da. But if you have a little time, then you begin to see, a creature, a number, a set of dots, something. And as you then take that a little bit further, you stop, all your conscious knowledge of yourself or somebody else that you might be reading for is lifted, and you get that fantastic, it just gets you in touch with your gut feelings, really, I think. I think that's what it's about.
Now let's talk about doing a tea leaf reading. And that's what's so nice about this little package. First, I'd say to anybody listening, get it for yourself. Because, one, if you have any people over and you wanted to start a conversation, boy, would this be a great way to do it. Get out the little tea reading cup and saucer. It is really neat. And this comes with a book. Everything is just right here. But in preparing for the reading, you gave some very specific instructions, and you say, make the tea in your pot. And also something that I thought was fascinating, because this didn't even cross my mind. And you want, naturally, to use loose tea, but don't use a tea bag. Don't use a tea bag and empty the tea bag, because they're going to be too small and uniform, you said, in size to create the patterns that would come up. So you want to get a kind of loose tea that is...
Yes, you do. And it's quite sort of ideally, if you get one, I don't know, like Lapsang Soochow or something with, if you can get tea that used to be years ago, it had little sticks and things in it.
Mm-hmm.
The Oriental teas still do when they're loose. And you can mix them with just a small leaf black Indian tea, for example. And you'll get the little, you'll get enough variation in leaf and little tiny, the little tiny stems of the leaves as well are in there, and that helps with the patterns. And it's also delicious. So if you've only ever had tea from tea bags, you owe it to yourself to have proper tea. Everybody.
I agree. I agree. I'm a tea lover. I really
am. So much more delicious.
It really is. And
isn't it? You can tell the difference.
Mm-hmm. You really, really can. And so, again, using the right kind of a tea, and you don't have to go out and spend a fortune on this. This isn't something that's required. It's just finding those tea leaves that have not been finely processed. You want them more in the natural state. So
yes,
then
you
put them in the pot. You want to make sure that you take a moment or two, and if you have somebody that you're going to be doing a reading for, a tea leaf reading for, they need to meditate. They need to be quiet a little bit and to focus on what their concern is or whatever it is that they would like to see discussed. And like you said before, clear your mind of mental clutter, and then you want to pour the cup of tea without using a strainer. And then as you're drinking it, you say, focus on your question, or perhaps maybe you just want to know about what's coming up in the following week. Now, this is fun. This is a lot of fun. And if you're sharing this with other people, everybody gets excited. It's really a conversation piece like you wouldn't believe. So you don't have to have lengthy reflection on this. You want to be relaxed. You want to have a good time. And when you're just about empty of the tea in your cup, just about empty, just a tiny bit of liquid left, then that's when you begin the reading. You're going to pick up the cup in your left hand, or your right if you're left-handed, breathe deep, close your eyes, ask your question if you have one. Or you just may want to ask that whatever is going to be revealed will be revealed. And you circle the cup three times in a counterclockwise motion. In other words, you let the liquid swirl in the cup in a counterclockwise motion. And you say to count each circle out loud, 1, 2, 3, or note them mentally. And you said you always counted the spins out loud when you were growing up. That was just part of the ritual, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did, yeah. Because it sort of made it, you know, it's a bit like when you start a race or something like that. It gives it that little bit of maybe drama or impetus. And then when you drain the cup, when you turn it over into the saucer and let it drain, the anticipation is even greater, I think.
Oh, I think it's wonderful, because the curiosity. I think the curiosity is just fabulous. You know, what in the world's going to come up after these three swishes around the cup? And then...
Exactly. It's like a little spell or, you know,
any
kind of ritual, really.
Right. Now, I have the cup in my hand. I'm looking at it. And there's all kinds of symbols around the inner upper edge, but also down in the deeper portion of the cup, in which the middle, there's this wide open star. And you also have the saucer that has markings on it as well. And when you go to read the cup, you say you do it in a clockwise direction, beginning at the handle.
Yeah.
And you say the handle represents the individual that the reading is for, and the symbols closest to it are especially meaningful. They describe the current frame of mind or, interestingly, a dominant character trait.
Yeah, that's right. And then you work your way around. I mean, I think when you get when you gain some experience and you feel more confident, you can, or obviously you can use a blank cup if you want to, and you, again, your intuition will, let's say you have a symbol right by the handle, and you look around to your left or to your right, and you see something particularly striking, you can automatically make a connection between those two, and you could see whether, you know, that maybe there's a job offer or some romance or something's happening to someone you love. If that becomes quite clear after a little while, after some practice.
And this,
but the things at the top are very close by in time, and the things at the bottom traditionally should be within a fortnight, but I mean, sometimes in my experience they can be, you know how life is, I mean they can be a month or even 2 months away.
Mm-hmm.
Because fate not only is just dependent on you, it's dependent on the web you inhabit, all the people around you, and so that things can slow down as a result of other people's karma, if you want to use that word.
You have a lot of good information in your book. You have a game that can be played in here. You also have quite a nice dictionary giving...
Oh, the symbols, yes.
Yes, the abstract shapes and symbols as you have experienced them and the various, you know, the various meanings that you have found. And you go into domestic animals, wild animals, abstract shapes and symbols, and insects, phenomena like lightning or a comet and landscapes. And the way that the drawings are done in the book is a very good stimulus, I think, for the brain, because they're done as if they were actual tea leaf patterns.
Yeah, they were done with tea leaves.
Oh, they were actually done with tea leaves.
Yes, they were.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. That's amazing, because you've got one in here of a rose that I think is just exquisite.
Oh, thank you.
So this
I would like to make a point about the symbols here. If people are planning to do tea leaf reading, that I've laid out, you know, what I know and what I understand about them from my own experience and background. But sometimes some people have very strong cultural associations with certain symbols that may be more important in terms of interpretation than anything I've said. So, for instance, you know, supposing you kept horses and a horse came in the cup, it would be very likely to refer to the horses that you had rather than perhaps another meaning such as Sagittarius or a messenger coming.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always important to place symbols in the context of your own life or the life of the person perhaps you're reading for. As well as, you know, don't be too rigid. And it's about flowing with your mind and your own creative intuition. People should bear that in mind and you know, tune into their own self first. Before anything else, before even maybe consulting a book like the one I've written.
Now, what has been some of the extraordinary experiences that you have had in doing tea leaf readings? Because this is something that started with you as a young girl because of your grandmother and your mother was interested in it. You've shared this with a lot of people. What are some of the most extraordinary experiences that you've had with this?
Well, I suppose one of them, or a couple of them, it's a bit naughty, really, a couple of them refer to winning money on the Derby, which is a very famous horse race.
Uh-huh.
It's a royal, you know, the royalty attend and so on. It's a very famous race here in Britain. that happened in the summer every year and has done for, you know, decades, I don't know, centuries probably. But my mother and both my mother and myself a couple of times have been able to see the name through symbols, find the name of the winning horse.
Oh.
And that's been very, very amusing. I don't know how to put it, really, but we backed the horses in question. And, in fact, once we won enough money to go on a little holiday together.
Oh, boy.
So that was
okay.
Very nice.
That is fabulous. Well, with this, because of what you've done, and many times I think when you can use a tool like this, it really, really makes a difference because it allows you to detach so that you're not trying to force something to occur.
Exactly.
And when you've done a reading for some other people, what are a couple of the significant experiences you've had relative to them? I mean, if you're doing this, you're not asking them the questions. You're asking them to focus on something, and then there's the reading of what's in the cup. So what are a couple of experiences that you could share with us relative to this?
A marriage, which was rather unexpected, to do with a woman I worked with, and it seemed, you know, she was alone and she'd been with somebody and for years, and it had broken up, and she'd been on her own for some time, and I could see there was very clearly a ring, and every sign of marriage. In the cup, but no, in real terms, no man in sight. But what happened was she was due to go on a very long flight to Mexico, and the flight was delayed, and because of that, she went to stay with some friends near the airport, and they had some friends coming for dinner, and at that dinner, she met the man she's now married to. Out of the blue, and if the flight hadn't been delayed, she would never have met him. And it seemed completely unlikely when I did the reading. I mean, she just laughed. Because it seemed particularly unlikely. And it was such an amazing thing to happen. You know, your flight is delayed, you go and stay with friends, they happen to be having people over for dinner, and there he is.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very happily married now, I'm glad to say. So that was one that seemed slightly ridiculous when I saw it, you know, since she didn't at that time have a boyfriend. And it was about a week later that she met him.
Oh, for heaven's sake. What
Which
fun.
It was just lovely, you know, I was thrilled. And there was another time a friend, well, acquaintance really, who was very bored with his job, there were a lot of boats in the cup, like sailing boats, and he ended up being offered a few weeks, about a month later, I think, he ended up being offered an amazing job doing some sort of travel journalism, which involved a long boat trip for a company, which again seemed unlikely at the time. But the boats were there, you know, and sometimes these symbols are like, it's just like when we're kids and you know how you are, you draw all kinds of things, princesses
mm-hmm.
and castles. And
mm-hmm.
I think in a cup, there's a sort of innocence, really, that the symbols are, they're telling you something very simple. And if you don't get in your own way and trip yourself up, you just go with it.
Mm-hmm.
So you say to the person, like I said to the man, well, I can see you, you know, going on a very long boat trip. And at which point he laughed. But it did end up to be part of a proper job, and it was very successful. And the same with the marriage. You know, there was a ring and a heart and all the things you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And even though she had no boyfriend or even interested in any man, he was waiting to pop up, and there he was.
Isn't that amazing? It's so fascinating to me, for all the years I've been involved with mind, that whether you're using a teacup, whether you're using grains of rice, no matter what it is there is a paradigm that is beyond our real comprehension about these strands of connection in life between people,
yeah.
events, situations, timings, and these strands are there. And when we detach and we use something like a tool, then it is there for us, very clearly stated, and it's sort of like letting go and, just like you said earlier, letting things happen, using it as an information resource, but realizing that maybe, just like these two stories that you told us about, you laughed, the other people laughed, and everybody said, oh, 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 and then, especially the gal with the boyfriend, I mean, that was...
But I think laughing as well, you know, is really important spiritually, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I think sometimes people become so overly serious and perhaps, you know, sanctimonious in a way,
mm-hmm.
that they don't... I mean, in the East, there's a wonderful statue that people sometimes have in their homes of the laughing Buddha. And he's laughing and laughing, and it's a spiritual image of laughter as a way to exactly that, to let go of the everyday concerns and mental chatter that fill us all up, and to start to float on this wonderful energy that is there for us all if we can only just access it.
Yes, and I think when you were talking about the Sunday tradition with the women of the family, the gentlemen were told to go off, and of course they were quite happy to go off, I'm sure.
Well, they were a little bit curious, though.
Oh, well, that's good, too. But you have this, and having that little bit of a special happening, it's just... It gives a camaraderie, too. It gets people away from the television, and you're around, and you're chatting, and maybe you have some special goodies that you've got along with the nice pot of tea. But it's good conversation, and it's open, and it's wonderful. It's just really great. And again, the package, which is called The Cup of Destiny, you can find it at bookstores, and Jane Lyle is my guest. Jane, what is your website? Do you have a website regarding this that people can go to?
I have a website, but it's connected with astrology, which is the other thing that I do. And it's called theastrologyroom.com.
The Astrology Room.
Yeah, it's a group of astrologers, and it's mainly articles and horoscopes. It's all about astrology. But I do see all these things, you know, the tea leaves and astrology and tarot cards as well, as it's all the family of divination.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly as you said, you know, it could be rice, it could be anything, really.
Yes.
All these symbolic things are gateways for us to use.
Well, I am so delighted that you stayed up late this evening. For those of you who are listening, again, Jane Lyle, that's L-Y-L-E, this wonderful package. It would make a fabulous gift for a friend. And best of all, I think you should get it for yourself, because then when you have company, if you go to visit a friend, you can take it with you and say, ooh, we've got something we can do, and I guarantee that they'll be interested. Always promotes good conversation. But there's a lot of good information, symbolism, everything else that goes along with this wonderful cup. It is just so well done and just so beautifully presented. Jane, thank you for being my guest today.
Donna, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed chatting to you.
It has been wonderful. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, The Workout That Works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Join us at the 7th Annual Conscious Life Expo Conference and Film Festival, February 13th through 16th at the LAX Hilton, 5711 West Century Boulevard, Los Angeles. We are bringing together cutting-edge speakers including David Icke, Sonia Huquette, celebrity and musician David Carradine, Danyon Brinkley, George Norrie, Sean David Morton, Vashali, and many more. Visit www.consciouslifeexpo.com or call the box office 800-367-5777 for discounted tickets. Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Pete Smith here with OrthoTemp Health Shoes. These funky-looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill. You'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthotebb.net.
Would you like?
This is Donna. I know we've got a caller on the line, but I'm going to ask the caller to wait just for a little bit. I want to give out our toll-free telephone numbers. We have two. The first one is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Worldwide, our phone number is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. When you call in, all I need is your first name or initial, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me about anything that you like. Now, I do want to mention quickly, because appearances are starting in February, March, and I've got February, March, April. I mean, it's just been amazing to me how things have evolved. In February, I'm going to be appearing in Los Angeles at the Conscious Life Expo on the 13th, 14th, and 15th. My booth number is going to be 537. So if you and your friends would like to come out, just know that's where I'm going to be. And I'm also going to be speaking at 7 o'clock Friday evening. So I invite you to come along. Now, when it comes to the Pacific Northwest, I am going to be in the women's show on the during the last weekend of March. And I'll be giving more information about that as we get closer to it. On April the April 25th, excuse me, I am going to be teaching a class in downtown Tacoma, and it is going to be about mind power, and it'll be related to personal esteem and developing your intuitive self. So this is all starting to come together. I want you to be aware of that. Also, for those of you in Alaska, I am going to be coming up into Alaska, it looks like, the week of the 9th of March, and more details will be forthcoming. So without further ado, let's go to our first caller for this day and for the program. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, this is Tina.
Hi, Tina. Where are you calling from in New York?
Westchester County, near White Plains.
Oh, yes, you called in the other day.
Yes, I just wanted to tell you that I really enjoyed your show tonight. I find it so fantastic, and I'm going to send away for that.
Oh, please do. You know,
yes, it sounds so much fun.
It is, but you know what? It's a beautiful package. I was astonished when I got mine, and I looked at it, and I said, not only is this fun, but this is beautiful. This is just awesome to give as a gift to someone. And even to bring it out in the packaging and, you know, to take it out and to show people what you've got, it is really neat. So you'll be happy with that.
I can't wait to buy it.
Now, you had a specific question, if I remember, Tina, because you had called in earlier in the week and you wanted to know something in particular. I don't recall what it was. I've talked to a lot of people since that show. So refresh my memory.
Oh, it was about selling my house.
Okay.
Right, but my question today is if my check is in the mail, my alimony check, because it's over, I'm supposed to be getting on the first of the month, and now it's later and later and later. So I don't know what's happening with this now.
Well, I think when it comes to that, you just need to pick up the telephone and make a call.
I did, and they didn't respond. I made a call yesterday, so I said, if it's in the mail, fine. If not, could you just give it to my son to put it in the my checking account down there in North Carolina.
Well,
I don't know. He always does this to me, so it's so upsetting.
I wouldn't sweat bullets over it. I just follow up with it. Because the money is going to be there. But there are some things that are evolving that are going on that you are not aware of around your former spouse.
Right.
So there may be some financial difficulties, and it may be a good time just to get together and perhaps, you shouldn't be angry with each other or hateful towards each other after all this time. What you need to do is just say, let's have a cup of coffee and see, you like bagels or donuts or whatever, and, you know, do whatever you have to do. Just say, what's going on? What's happening here? And let's see if you can get the straight scoop.
He's out in North Carolina. I'm in New York.
There will be an opportunity for you to have that conversation with him. But you've got to make the effort.
Yes.
And I would say just meet in a place that's comfortable for both of you, that's got a nice atmosphere. You know, don't make it a raucous place that's going to have all kinds of noises and distractions. You want a nice place that you can just sit and can have a conversation.
Yeah, but no, but I'm telling you that I live here. He lives in North Carolina.
I know. I'm just saying the time will come when you'll be able to do that.
Okay.
All right, Tina.
Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. Thanks for the calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo, and if you'd like to give me a call, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. 877-876-5227 or worldwide, 888-815-9756. Remember, all you need to do is give me your first name or your initial, and I'd love to know where you're calling in from. And then after that, hey, we'll be able to discuss whatever you'd like to discuss. Now, remember I started yesterday, if you had been tuned in yesterday, about Australian astrology, and the Australian astrology, I had never heard about it. So they use animals as their symbols for each month. Now, yesterday, I gave information on January, which was the possum, February, the bat, and March, the bilby. Well, let's go with April, May, and June. Now, if you're born in the month of April, your animal sign is dingo, and they are fascinating and beautiful creatures, I think. Now, they are really intelligent animals. And they work independently of each other as well as in packs. And this is how you are. You are inquisitive, independent, you like new challenges, and you don't like people hemming you in, but you're very loyal to people that you love. Now, for this year of 2009, you're going to find people are going to be offering you opportunities for improvement on multiple levels of your life. And a lot of these people, perhaps you have never even known. You're going to find that they're brand new introductions of personal relationships in your life. It's going to be really packed with perhaps something new in the job market and relationships. So you need to remember, being social is important. Being active is important. Isolation, you really cherish, but remember, the isolation isn't going to help you make the connections you need to make. Now, for those of you born in the month of May, oh, this creature is so adorable, wombats. Yes, this is an Australian creature. Australia has some of the most fascinating creatures on the planet, and they're right there only. Now, wombats are a lot like badgers. They are fearless. And, by golly, those of you born in the month of May are not only a touch, well, I'd say a little forceful. You are very practical, very down-to-earth, and you have a strong will. And if you set your mind to task, nothing, and I mean nothing, is going to stand in your way. You will make it to that line of accomplishment, whatever it takes. Now, for 2009... apparently, this is a year that's very career-oriented, so understand, if you put out the effort, you're going to get the recognition, and if you're working hard for something, the results are going to be there. Now, it's a good time to take advantage of shopping out for new jobs, regardless of what they say on television. You just understand that if you're feeling stuck in your life, this is the year where you can get unstuck, reevaluate what's most important to you, and look and expect, something better. June, the animal associated with the month of June is the delightful platypus. This is a one-of-a-kind, just like the wombat and like the dingoes. They're exceptional creatures from an exceptional country. Now, platypuses, well, they like to adapt. They adapt actually quite readily. You don't like being bored, and you always like to be on the go. Now, you have a knack of being able to learn rather quickly, so you can go from one challenge to the next quite readily. That's not a difficulty for you at all. Now, for 2009, you're going to have travel. You're going to have an opportunity for education and change. This is a good year for those of you born in the month of June to try something new. Yes, don't be afraid to step into the unknown. Just remember, you're going to need time to recharge. You know, you have a tendency to sort of overdo it and not take care of yourself. So remember to play and have a little bit of fun. Well, those are the three signs. So we've covered the first 6 months of the year, and now tomorrow we'll go through July, August, and September. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Cindy, and I'm in Florida.
Hi, Cindy. Where in Florida?
I'm in Lake County.
In Lake County. All right, now, Cindy, I'm noticing we're going to have to take a break in a couple of minutes, so will you stay with me?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, so I'm going to give you some information, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and get your question. Now, the first thing, Cindy, that I am looking at here is your practical side is so hardwired into you that I'm never, ever concerned about you going off onto tangents that take you into la-la land. That's not you. Where you are, though, is that you're feeling that creatively you are sort of at a standstill. And what I'm looking at is I think you need to have a break that takes and puts you into something that's going to allow your creative juices to flow. Now, it could be taking an art class. It could be going and exploring, you know, certain areas of the country. I don't know what it's going to take, maybe reading about different cultures, but it's as if you need some kind of a stimulus here with your mind. Now, I want you to realize that that has to be your choice. Nobody's just going to give it to you. So if you ask the universe saying, whatever I need to wake me up, you know, let me know what that is. Now, we've got to take a break here. We're going to be back in just a moment. Stay with me, Cindy.
Okay.
And we'll continue after the break. This is Donna Sebo. Toll free number 877-867-6522-7888-815-9756. That's our worldwide number. We'll be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. We're going to be going right back to Cindy. Cindy.
Hi.
Hi, hon. What's your question for me today?
My question, I'm going to ask real specifically about a certain person.
Okay.
Relationship-wise, that's contacted me and wants to see me again that I haven't seen in about a year.
Mm-hmm.
He lives out of state.
Mm-hmm.
What is his genuine motivation? Do you see if he's ready this time really for a relationship and to settle? Or
no, I don't think so, hon. But I'll tell you what's going on. I think that this is a very... Give me his first initial.
R?
R. I think this, that R, is an individual who is so lonely. So terribly, terribly lonely. And R... the picture I'm getting in my head is that R so much appreciates certain qualities that you have. As an individual, though, he is so ill at ease with commitment. It scares the blue blazes out of him. This is not something you need to be analytical about. I would say he's been gracious enough to call you and talk to you. But you need to understand that you have changed a lot in the year. So when you go to meet him, if it's for a cup of coffee or anything else, just enjoy the conversation with him and be a good listener. And don't hesitate to ask some questions. Now, you don't want to say, gee whiz, for heaven's sakes, are you willing to be committed now, blah, 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 blah. You don't even go there. A whole year has gone by. What you want to do is have a good conversation with him. What I believe you're going to find is that the real conversation that you'd like to have, he's going to bypass to a degree. He'll give you a little bit of information, and he expects that you'll just drop it because you're going to have stars in your eyes and go, oh, wow, he called me. Oh, wow, isn't this wonderful? Oh, it's just so nice. Look, don't even go there. What you want to do is recognize that as a woman, as a mature individual, what you're really looking for is someone that you can grow old with. This is what you want in your hearts of hearts, heart of hearts. You really have this deep, deep, sincere desire to have this commitment with someone, whether it's him or someone else, But you want to know that you're going to have good communication, because one of, and I don't even know what would happen with you guys before, but what I'm being made aware of is that your communication between the two of you, you'd say black, you'd say maroon. You would go, that's a, birds are just wonderful. They said, what bird? You were on two different wavelengths entirely. That has not changed very much.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
look at him as a human being who is dealing with challenges, as we all do. But really ask yourself, what are the qualities that you want in a partner? And if you start looking at him from the positioning of analysis, if you will, and I know this sounds very unromantic, but I think you'll get the feel for what I'm talking about. You'll also realize there's a difference between sexual attraction and an attraction where there is, I'll call it a click. And that is such a nondescript word for what I know you would feel. But it's the only one that's coming up into my mind right now. There's not the click. There wasn't the click before. You tried very hard to make it work before. Things haven't changed that much.
Okay.
Am I making sense?
Yes. You are. What happened before, I mean, we got along fabulous. Everything was really great. But then he would, when we would get close, he'd do a disappearing act. And I wouldn't hear from him for a while. Then he said, well, I think you're too independent and you're not going to, you'll leave me one day. And
oh,
blah,
boy,
blah, blah.
Right,
like,
there.
That's ridiculous.
That, look, right there.
And that
right
was the first
there.
Excuse.
And
yeah.
Look, you're playing a game with yourself, and you were playing a game with yourself even then.
I said if you're looking for a reason for it to fail, you'll find one. If you're looking for a reason for it to work, you'll find that too.
I'm going to say something that you may not like, but I'm going to say it anyway. He wanted a playmate. He didn't want a commitment. And there's a big difference.
Yeah.
You
well,
two,
it's interesting.
Yeah, you two really were not communicating.
About,
no, you two really weren't communicating.
No, we weren't. And he's very, very judgmental of all people. He sits and watches people, and he's very judgmental. And, like, he came to see me and offered to help me fix my lawnmower. Well, it was just a dead battery. It just needed a jumpster. And we had planned on going over to the ocean, over to the beach, which is what he wanted to do while he was down here. So I said, no, I'll take care of that later. Let's go, because it's going to rain this afternoon, and let's go to the beach so you don't miss the beach. So I didn't know. He got offended.
Then
and got home and had decided this can't work because I wanted to do something for her and she wouldn't let me. She does everything herself. If something breaks, she fixes it. Cindy,
you have told me enough in less than 2 minutes that if you can't hear what you're saying, you deserve all the misery you'd get out of this.
Well, you know, it was a huge misunderstanding because I was like, gee, I thought I was being nice.
I know,
you know?
Hey, hey, sweetheart, I'm out of time.
Yes.
This man is not worth extra effort. If you want to meet with him, have a cup of tea, wish him well, bless him, and move on.
Okay. All right.
No, honey.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've just got too much going for you. You don't need to waste your time with someone that just wants a playmate and not really be heart-to-heart.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank
I've
got
to go. I'm out of time. Bless
okay,
you.
Thanks.
This is Donna Siebel. We are out of time. The hour just flew by. And, hey, we're going to be talking about shaking the globe tomorrow. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Golly, you're just such a great group of people. Just remember, you make a difference. And I'm so glad that we've been able to spend this time together. See you same time, same place, right here at bbsradio.com. This is Donna Siebel. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.